The Israelites were very angry with Moses and Aaron and accused them of bringing destruction upon the nation. The whole community gathered against them, saying, "You have killed the Lord's people." The day before, God had punished the ringleaders of the uprising. Korah's followers, the 250 men who were all appointed members of the council and well-known community leaders, had been consumed by fire coming from the Lord as they unlawfully offered incense at the entrance to the tent of meeting. This was God's reply to the Levites' claim to the priesthood. Burning incense before the Lord was a function given by God to Aaron's descendants alone. Dathan and Abiram, from the tribe of Reuben, the two political leaders of the uprising, and Korah the Levite, had perished with their households and all their goods when the earth had opened under their tents and swallowed them. These men and their relatives had been the chief troublemakers, stirring up the people against Moses and Aaron, God's chosen leaders. Even though they had been eyewitnesses of the great miracles God had performed through Moses in Egypt, at the Red Sea, and at Mount Sinai in the desert, yet they rebelled against the Lord and his appointed servants, and their punishment had been dramatic. These terrible events, however, were not sufficient to calm the uprising. Bitter resentment smoldered amongst the people, and soon a furious mob gathered together, accusing Moses and Aaron of causing the death of their leading men. Suddenly, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud over the tent of meeting. Moses and Aaron went to the tabernacle and fell face down before the Lord. God said he would destroy the whole assembly because of their rebellious and arrogant attitude. Then Moses said to Aaron, "Take your censer and some incense along with fire from the altar and hurry to the assembly to make atonement for them. Wrath has come out from the Lord. The plague has started." So Aaron ran into the midst of the assembly and offered incense to make atonement for them. He stood between the living and the dead, and the plague stopped. But already 14,700 people had died. Then Aaron returned to Moses at the entrance to the tent of meeting, for the plague had stopped. So the Lord put an end to the uprising and proved to all Israel that he had chosen Moses and Aaron to be the leaders of the nation. Moses had become very angry with the Israelites when they accused him of deceiving the people and causing the nation's downfall. "Do not accept their offering," he said to the Lord. "I have not taken so much as a donkey from them." But as soon as the life of the nation was at stake, Moses interceded for the people, as he had already done so often in the past, and the Lord heard his prayer. After God had consumed with fire the 250 men who were unlawfully offering incense at the entrance to the tabernacle, he said to Moses, "Tell Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, to take the censers out of the smouldering remains, the censers of the men who sinned at the cost of their lives, for the censers are holy. Hammer them into sheets to overlay the altar, for they were presented before the Lord and have become holy. Let them be a sign to the Israelites." So Eleazar the priest collected the bronze censers brought by those who had been consumed by fire, and he hammered them out to overlay the altar, as the Lord had directed him through Moses. This was to remind the Israelites that no one except a descendant of Aaron should come to burn incense before the Lord or do any of the work of the priesthood, or they would become like Korah the Levite and his followers. Korah's sons, however, who had not participated in the uprising, were spared. Next episode, the budding of Aaron's staff.